wanna be the best, you got to move and motivate.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm joined by
Jen Gluckow.
And we have a secret surprise today, a very, very secret surprise today. It's a big, big sales day for us because we're not just live from Charlotte. We are going to be live from Las Vegas.
That's right. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, you are joining not just Motivation Monday, but our Sell or Die podcast. It's the premier sales and personal development podcast on the planet. Welcome, welcome. So normally we come on Mondays and we give you our tips and our strategies to help you push through and make the best of your sales week.
Yeah.
But today... Well, yesterday, actually, we saw a great post on Instagram that inspired us, and we knew we just had to get the person who made the post on the show.
Whoa. So our guest today on Motivation Monday is Charlie Rocket. Charlie, I want you to introduce yourself personally to say how freaking great you are. Because it's so much nicer when you talk about yourself and it's like bragging like hell. Charlie used to weigh 5,000 pounds.
I don't know about that.
No. Oh, wait, I'm exaggerating. 4,852 pounds. And he did an entire bodyectomy. And we're going to talk about a little bit about not how you lose weight, because every single one of us needs to lose weight. I'm so fat, I can't stand it.
Me too.
But what I want to talk about is what inspires you to be a better person. And there's nothing better than having someone who has already done inspirational things to talk about what the hell did he do?
That's right.
How do you get up every day? Would you eat, like, I eat sugar crisps in the morning.
Are you assuming he eats kale or something?
I don't know.
He wakes up and eats his kale. All right, so.
He was a hustler.
Yes.
And he was a heavy set hustler. I'll just say that because you don't want to say fat. It annoys people. Correct? Did you ever call yourself fat?
Oh, I still call myself fat.
Cool.
First of all, I do not eat kale for breakfast.
That's good. Thank
all right,
goodness.
Set the record straight here.
I had my oatmeal with brown sugar and a banana. And
right.
I got some stir fry cooked up for lunch. You know, I'm not just eating salads all day. But yeah, I'm super excited to be here with you guys. I'm currently in Las Vegas. I'm just like out just trying to be ambitious. I was always the guy who would like get in my car and want to show up. Cool. You know, I came from the music industry back when I was over 300 pounds and I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. I was in the music industry and I managed a recording artist named 2 Chainz and a few others. And we won a Grammy, world tours. And the post that I made yesterday that got your attention was actually about some of the things I did in the music industry back then and also what I'm doing right now. So I'm excited to talk about it with you guys.
So Charlie recently launched a podcast. It's called The Charlie Rocket Show. And you can find it on iTunes or wherever you currently listen to us for your podcast.
Yep.
And it's already within, I don't know, a couple of days of launching, it's already the top three health podcast on iTunes. That is freaking major.
For somebody that used to be not healthy.
No.
I mean, it's
for
like...
someone, no one was listening to his podcast 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And now everybody's listening to his podcast.
I have to tell you that he also did it very humbly. He was talking about, gee, I sure hope somebody listens. Gee, I sure hope I get, you know, that people will figure out who the hell I am. But in the meantime, everybody knows who this guy is and everyone's figured out who he is and they want more of him.
So, Charlie, before you tell us some of your strategies, I want our diehards who are listening and watching on Facebook to write in the comments what you're hoping to sell more of, because Charlie's going to give you some strategies today that you can implement immediately to begin making more sales. All right. So, Charlie, tell us about your post and what you're doing. How did you get to top three?
All right. So it's a couple things. The first one was trust. And I learned that from my grandfather and my mother. They used to sell vacuum cleaners. And I sold vacuum cleaners. And it was a company called Electrolux. And they would knock on doors ever since 1952 up until I was able to retire my mom about 4 years ago. Just always sold vacuum cleaners. And my last name is Jabley. And in Buckhead in Atlanta, Georgia, the Jabley name was a name brand. And it lasted for so long that people just trusted us. So the first thing I did when I got on Instagram in January and told my stories, I just wanted to build trust. That was the first and foremost thing. What is my name brand? You know, is my name brand going to be, you know, like if we were to take, for instance, shoes, like are they Walmart shoes or are they, you know, Nike shoes or Christian Louboutin shoes? So that's how I wanted to approach it. First and foremost, the foundation was trust. The second thing is what my oldest trick in the book is, and I would do it in the music industry. I remember when I was living in my mom's basement, I didn't have a choice, you know, to basically, long story short, I didn't have money. And I just signed this group. And the only thing I could do to promote the group was posting MySpace comments. This is back when MySpace was very popular. And I would spend 8 hours a day. And my strategy was called, like my marketing strategy, I would call it boiling water. Too many times in marketing, we try to like go out into it and boil an entire lake. But that's impossible. Like you just can't do it. But if I gave you a pot of water and you put the heat on it, it will boil. And if you add a little bit more water to that, then that will get boiling. And if you add a little bit more to that, then that will get boiling. And next thing you know, you got a big body of water and it's all boiling. So that has been my philosophy. And I would start with a neighborhood. I'll start with a small group of people on MySpace in a certain neighborhood. And then I would add their friends and I would comment under those. I got up to where I was doing 8 hours of commenting a day. And we went from my mom's basement to having three records, top 20 in the country. And that's what propelled us. And it was just, I would want to find one play and I would want to run it. I would never want to be that CEO or that businessman that relied on some big phone call or some big relationship that made me. I wanted to be the factory worker CEO. I wanted to take the widget and put it in the sprocket a million times because I could actually count myself. I could do my own numbers and figure out how to become successful. So I did that with Travis Porter. And then when I discovered 2 Chainz and how we took him from, you know, a fallen off rapper who had nothing going on all the way up to winning a Grammy, I would press up hundreds of thousands of CDs and I would stand outside clubs every night, 4 o'clock in the morning when the clubs would let out in Atlanta, and I would pass out those CDs and I would want to dominate these certain clubs because that was my version of boiling water. I wanted everybody who walks out of these clubs every day, every week to know who we are. And at first they would throw them on the ground, but then I would pass out the CD, I'd put a little extra enthusiasm in it, or I would say the right thing. And somebody came up to me one time and said, "Charlie, why are you doing this? You're in your button down shirt with your tie and the CEO is passing out CDs." I said, "Nobody's going to pass them out like me. The street team might throw them in the trash or put them in the car. Like nobody's going to know. And they might not say that right thing when they're passing it out." But I passed out hundreds of thousands of CDs myself, and we took 2 Chainz from nothing all the way up to 150,000 a show. And I mean, there's a lot of other things that are involved in it, but the core element was simply passing out those CDs.
So I'm going to quote your Instagram caption, which says, "When someone asked you, why are you doing this instead of employees or a street team or whatever, you said, nobody will pass out CDs with the passion I have. Nobody will say a little extra to the person when they hand them the CD like me."
Yes.
I freaking love that.
Yes. Yeah, that's phenomenal. And what you're talking about is not, there's no logic to what you did. It's 100% emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had a logical plan that you could probably put down on a paper, like, I'm going to stand outside of the disco or the nightclub or the whatever, and I'm going to pass out CDs. But then when you actually are doing it, the emotion of it takes over, and that's where the value comes in, and that's where the actual win comes in. The win comes emotionally, not logically.
And not to interrupt, but one of the most difficult things I've experienced is when you kind of are somebody and you've reached a level of success, to mentally go into that place of being nobody again, going back to that basement, my mom's basement, because right now I'm somebody. Like I'm in Nike commercials, I'm on the cover of Runner's World magazine. But when I started my podcast, I had to take my mindset all the way back to my mom's basement.
Yeah.
And when you're starting something or you want to be great, you literally have to act like nobody all over again. And that's why right now I'm spending 5-6 hours a day hand messaging each one of my followers, because I'm like, I don't need to go try to convert new people right now. I need to stimulate who currently pays attention to me or who is in my network. And it's going to take, I ran my numbers. I said, it's going to take 3 months. It's going to take 3 months of 5 hours a day, but my life will change forever if I just do it in 3 months. Like I calculated my numbers. If I reach out to 500 people a day with personal messages with their name, that's going to convert the highest. And if 15% of those people come over, subscribe to the podcast, rate and review, then I'm probably going to be around 10,000 to 15,000 ratings on the podcast charts. And that's going to literally be in 3 months. I'll be one of the biggest, but I'm just running my numbers and it's going to take that hard work, but I'm back in my mom's basement. So that's the long story of it is I want to be that widget in the factory CEO. And it's something, I call it running the play. I just want to find the play that's going to win the Super Bowl. And I don't want to run any other play. If that's the play that's going to win, I'm just going to run it every time. And you ever watch a football game and you're like,
if you watch
last
year's Super Bowl, the Philly special play at the end of the first half won the Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles. Even though it was not the end of the game, we broke their heart and we broke their back and they never recovered. Mm-hmm. Unlike the Atlanta Sissy Falcons.
Thank you. I'm from Atlanta.
who played in the Super Bowl the year before that and played not to lose, and they exactly lost.
We made history, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Biggest comeback of all time to happen against us. We're history makers in Atlanta.
So we have to say hello to a few people here. We've got Alex, Jose, Chris, George, Roger, Jeff, Sean, Nada, Dwayne, Greg, Tom, Mark. Hey, guys, thank you for joining in. I know there's more of you, but those are the ones who have commented. Tom just said, great show. I really needed this. Thanks.
Good.
So this is awesome.
Good.
Charlie is throwing out so much knowledge.
But keep in mind that he's talking about simplistic things rather than complex things. There is nothing complicated about boiling water and then adding a few cups to it. There is nothing complicated about going down into somebody's basement, whether it's your mother's or your best friend's, and starting in the basement and taking it one step at a time. What he's doing is he has mastered the art and the science of going from nothing to something. And he's done a hell of a job at it. I'm going to describe it in one sentence. You ready, Charlie? Working your ass off. Because when you work your ass off, when you're willing to do something repetitively for 5 or 6 hours a day, wherever you are, whether it's handing out a CD or writing a thank you note, you have become a dominant player of you. You have done the best that you can do for you as a person and set an example for somebody else that they can do themselves. You're not telling people go to Harvard and graduate and, you know, go to a big law firm. What you're telling people is work your ass off. It's basic, fundamental, how to get to the next plateau that most people, interestingly, are not willing to do.
There are so many salespeople out there who just say, I'm not getting enough leads, I'm not getting enough leads. But they're not going out there and creating their own leads.
Yeah,
they're not going out there and hand messaging like you're doing for 5 hours a day. I don't know, 500 potential prospects. Like, you have it down to a number now.
Go.
You know what my goal is in sales?
Tell us.
So, and I got this from the music industry, but I kind of coined my own word for it. Is I call it mom status marketing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the closest person in our life who's going to support everything we do?
Your mother.
Why? Why is
because
our mother
she loves you unconditionally, and will support you, cheer you on, encourage you, and cook cookies for you.
That's right. And I believe that's the case because we're literally connected to our mothers, literally, physically. And that's why our mothers love us unconditionally, unlike anybody else. So my goal in marketing is to take somebody who's a complete stranger and study human mimicry to not business. Don't think about business, but think about human relations and mimicking how we made our first best friend, you know, in our life. And that's what I call mom status marketing. I want to take a complete stranger and move that person closer to mom status. Because if I have a customer who supports everything I do, do you know how much money we're going to make? Do you know how far we'll go? And like, we'll take, for instance, like a Taylor Swift. She has a ton of mom fans.
Oh yeah.
And she can sing a bad song and they'll be like, oh, I loved it. You know, just like our moms would. And that comes from communication. So if you want to take somebody from a stranger to mom status, there's got to be a connection. See, our moms have the connection with us physically, but we got to have a connection with the person. So it starts with showing interest in what they care about, saying their name. And I spend more time on that because I know what 5,000, like I have, I'm a public figure. 5,000 moms is a ton of money. Like I'm talking about, you make money for the rest of your life. You got security. And that 5,000 is not a huge number when you look at people with millions of followers and things like that. But in business, that's what I want. I want a mom, like my mother, for example. She would sell, you know, 5 or 6 vacuum cleaners to the same person over the course of, you know, for the beach house, for the basement, for the, you know, shampooer, all because she had that trust and they would not ever, ever buy from her competitor because they loved her so much.
So I'd
love to hear
your,
Beth, I'd love to hear your mother's pitch.
Yeah, me too.
you know what my mom's pitch was? It was never a sale, ever. It was all, and I know that's counted. She would always tell me, she said, I'm not the best salesman, but you know what? I've lasted. And she would always want to fix somebody's vacuum cleaner instead of trying to sell them another one. She would always, you know, just try to help them out before pushing a sale. And, you know, that was just kind of that jabbly name brand is vacuum cleaner salesmen have a stigma. And she did it the opposite way. You know, she said, we're not going to try to sell you a vacuum cleaner. So people loved buying from her, but she was never selling. She wanted to offer a service. She was of servitude. And that's what I learned in management when I was managing hip hop artists. Yeah, they're signed to me, but I'm of servitude. Mm-hmm. And that's why they wouldn't leave me because I was there no matter what they were going through. I had to make sure I was able to fix their problem. Yeah. And that's what a great salesman is supposed to do.
My bet is you saved a few asses.
Multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah.
Charlie, I want to go back to this mom status marketing. I love it. Yeah, I love it. Take us through the journey. You mentioned
Jeffrey, we got books. We got books to write.
Oh, yeah. I already got one of them. It's called Boil Water.
That's a good one.
It's a real good
title.
One.
Okay, so take us through the journey. How do you convert someone from stranger to mom status?
First thing is to talk to them, say their name, show some interest in what, do a little bit of research. And I always believe I never take no for an answer. So I'm going to be persistent and I'm going to give somebody an opportunity to remember me. For example, I would drive from every radio station from Jackson, Mississippi to Washington, D.C. to try to convince radio program directors to play my music, even though I don't have money, because all they want is checks from big record labels and big marketing budgets. So I'm showing up and they would tell me no, but I was like, this is a good opportunity. Because I know what my finish line looks like. I know we're going to be successful. So now I'm going to give this person a chance to remember me forever. So I'm going to do the over and beyond thing, like stand outside, knock on the window, wave, beg them to come outside. Like sometimes these little radio stations would be like a little trailer on the side of a two-lane highway in Macon, Georgia, with the little antennas in the back. And I was like, I'm going to stand out here all day and he's going to remember me. And when he comes out, I'm going to give him my passion because that's really all I got because I don't have money. So my passion is going to be what he remembers. And he's going to say, this kid is crazy. But I would back it up and I would show interest. I would talk to him. I would follow up. I would send. So everybody would send songs through email and an MP3. How I would send my songs would be in a little package that would open up. I would get this box from Service Box and Tape in Atlanta, and it would fold out, and I would put a hoodie in the box, and I would put the DJ's name on the back with the vinyl press, heat press, and then on the other side of the package would be another little box with a CD in it and some stickers, and I would call the DJs, and I would say, what's your address? And they would try to give me their email address. I said, no, what's your physical address? I want to mail you something. And they would just be like, man, this guy really cares about me. He's like, not just emailing, he's going over and beyond. But I looked at it like, yeah, that package is going to cost me $11. But me getting my artist on the radio, and this is a lifelong mm-hmm. relationship, and this person is going to become the biggest advocate and believer in me because I always wanted to be their favorite manager they work with. They deal with managers every single day. I want to be the favorite. And they'll be an advocate of every song when we drop it in the future without me having to go over and beyond every time. So I would build that foundation up, get them to believe in my purpose, my passion. I would go over and beyond, and then I'd have it for life. And I would call them and check up on them every once in a while and just, you know, make sure they were okay.
So diehards, this is a good question to ask yourself. When someone's saying no to you, are you still hanging outside their door? Yeah. Are you still hanging outside their office, waiting there all day to demonstrate your passion and explain why they should even meet with you? How long are you willing to wait?
Or what are you willing to do consistently that others are not willing to do consistently to be able to finally get in the door?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're weighing 300 pounds, because you may have to go in the door sideways.
You know mm-hmm. what? Doesn't matter. He went through the door.
Yeah. Hey, I got another book title.
What is it, Jeffrey?
This does make my butt look big.
Jeffrey loves book titles. He talks in titles. All right, Charlie, this is awesome. Diehards, I want you to go listen to Charlie's show. It's called The Charlie Rocket Show. You can find it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast.
And then you can listen to it.
You can binge listen like I did on our trip back. I listened to both episodes back to back. Couldn't wait for the next one.
And then you can rate it, and then you can subscribe to it.
Yeah, we're putting a little image of it right up on our screen right now so you can see it. There you go. Cool.
I think that personal pride also, I think that from a mom status standpoint, there's mm-hmm. probably 20 things that we can identify, Charlie, that your mom status marketing will ultimately be the first title. I think mm-hmm. that, you know, no one has it. No one
it's so good.
Understands it. And we can all create. You know, when my mother passed, I wrote a couple of tributes to her about some of the things that I learned from her that I still use. Like, I still make her pancakes. And I make them for everybody. So when other people come over and they say, wow, these are the best pancakes ever, it's like, that's not a tribute to me. That's a tribute to my mother. And I want to make sure that I have an understanding of where I came from, same as you. Because if you have that understanding, that it goes back to plugging a vacuum cleaner in a wall and trying to talk to somebody about the dirt in their house that they don't really want to talk about anyway because it's a pain in the ass. And I used to let Electrolux guys into my home just to hear their pitch. Like if they sold two more units, they get to go to Hawaii, that kind of bullshit. And I had a blast with them. I never bought one, but one guy came so damn close. He was so good. And then I got friends with the Rainbow guy. You know the Rainbow guys, your competitors? I got real close with the Rainbow guy, and he just freaking loved. He used his own machine. He was a product of the product. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can talk about with that, but I think the mom status is going to bring everybody home.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's going to make you the hair fashion model of the decade.
I love it. All right, cool. So we have to say bye to Charlie for now.
Oh, no.
Go get – because he's coming to Charlotte, guys, to be on our show. And we're going to have a week of Charlie. You're going to have so much information from him. He freaking rocks. Follow him on Instagram. He's Charlie. How do you get just Charlie, by the way?
Yeah.
So remember before we went live, I was telling you how I want to run on like a – I want to be a first name.
Yeah.
You know, type of guy.
Like Oprah. So
like Oprah.
Yeah.
I was telling my friend – I was joking around. Well, not really. I was telling my friend, you know, in 2032, I think I'm going to run for president. And I want to run on a first name basis. Like, I just want to be Charlie. Like, it's just an American name, you know? So nice and Charlie for president. And a week later, I woke up and I got a DM from an employee who works at Instagram. And she said, I am so inspired by everything you've been doing and everybody you're helping. Here at Instagram, we've been holding on to this name. Nobody has it. It's been deactivated. And I just wanted to give you this name.
Oh, my
God.
And
I called my friend back. I said, that whole first name thing might be real. We're ready for president.
So cool.
Cool.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
You can run for president of your own company and win.
I can.
You don't need...
I'll run today.
It's a one voter.
Already in.
All right. So listen, everybody. Charlie is not just a smart person. He's not just a good marketeer. He's not just a great salesperson. He's an inspiration. And if you can find it in your time schedule, we'll give you plenty of time in advance. We want to set some records here for Charlie and be able to share a story that is not just meaningful to you, but actionable to you. There's not one thing that we've talked about over the last 20 or 30 minutes that you can't do your damn self.
That's right.
And that's another book title, Do It Your Damn Self. I like that.
All right. So, Charlie, we're going to say bye. And guys, we put the links in there. Download his podcast, follow him on Instagram, and he will be back on our show shortly. Thank you so much,
Charlie. Have a wonderful
Charlie.
Time in Las Vegas, Charlie. Do not gamble. Just have a good time.
I don't.
Yeah, good.
I don't.
I'll tell you what I do in Vegas. I go to the clothing store, and I bet the owner of store $200 that I can own that pair of jeans, and I win every time. All right, kiddo. You take care of yourself. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Travel safe.
Bye. He is awesome.
I know.
He's such an inspiration. Yeah. So Rachel just joined. Rachel, you missed the first part of the episode.
Yeah, but you'll be able to. We're going to post it.
We're going to talk about it, and you can watch the replay. And Luigi, hey, from Down Under, we were sort of close to you just recently.
No, we weren't. Well, we sort of.
Well, we were closer than being here.
That's true.
I mean, you know.
So this is the Charlie epilogue. We're going to talk to you for an entire week about things that you can do right now that you don't need any help doing, but you do need your own ass to be in gear and working hard. And this young man is an example of what you can do basically by yourself, for yourself, and make it work. If you have the ethic of work about you.
Well, here's the thing. It is so much easier to make excuses. It is so much easier to say, I'm not getting the leads. I'm not on the top chart. I'm not this. I'm not that. Whatever. It is so much harder to have the discipline, like Charlie does, to take 5 or 6 hours a day and personally message 500 prospects. That's not easy. And that's, to some people, sort of boring.
But he did it every day for weeks. And so it's not like it's something where he just did it for one day and go, I'm done.
His podcast is going to be number one on the health chart. It's just a matter of when.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knows what he needs to do and he keeps doing it. And so the question for you is, like, what do you need to do? How many prospects do you need to reach out to consistently every day? First name, personalized, not some, like, form letter. Actually, I had a friend who she would do a lot of prospecting on email. And she got fired. Because they were not allowed to send cold prospecting emails and they didn't think hers were customized enough. So, like, that's like icky nowadays. You know, like, you have to do personalized and customized messages. Like Charlie said, people want to know that,
that you know
you're noticing
name.
Them and that you know who they are and mm-hmm. what they need and you know, how what kind of help they need, that kind of thing. Oh, hey, Jeff. Says, hi, Jeffrey and Jen. No, not you. The other, this Jeff.
Oh.
and so what are you doing consistently? How many people are you reaching out to consistently? And how much hard work are you willing to put into it consistently?
In other words, on Motivation Monday, what is your own personal motivation? And how are you reacting to that, responding to that, and taking the actions that you need to become more successful? We're the inspirers, not the motivators. You got to motivate yourself, and that's final.
Yeah.
And so we're going to
I love how he wouldn't take no for an answer. Like, yeah. He would just stand out there. Like, can you imagine?
He's such a nice person. You can't say no to this kid.
But he did that because of his personal passion.
He also had belief.
Yes.
And he believed that he could do whatever he set his mind to, whether it was getting a rock star or a rap star on the radio or lose a couple hundred pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever he put his mind to, he did. And I think that the mental energy of that, not a mindset, the mental energy, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
I better write that down too. But the mental energy is what kept that kid going and is what's keeping him going today. He knows he's going to be number one. He's going to – Dr. Oz is going to hate this kid. You know, who the hell is Charlie? Dude, he's the person
Charlie.
Who does it without bullshit.
Oh, man.
And I think that that's an important part of the process. He's not he acts professionally, but he talks realistically.
Yeah.
And I think that's that part of his charm, is part of his whole process, is that he's listenable and he's actionable. And
guys, the key is not to just like listen and think about what we're saying about Charlie, but listen to this and think about how you can relate that to yourself.
Yep. So, Jen, my name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I think it's time for us to tell people.
Oh, no. Even though Pat Sitkins just joined us. Hey, Pat.
So tell me what's happening this week.
All right. We have an amazing week. We have someone from HubSpot coming on our episode.
Whoa.
Doug, you have the whole rundown. Tell us.
Yeah, we need the voice of God in here.
Tell us, Doug.
And he's
so Michael Redbord from HubSpot is joining. Yeah, he's joining us on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday, we have a special sell or die extra for you. Friday, best of. Big week here on the show.
So, guys, we are getting close to our goal of 100,000 a month downloads, but we need your help. Please go listen to our podcast, Sell or Die on iTunes, and share it with both your friends.
Yeah. You're now full of, I think the leftover should be gone. The turkey leftover should be pretty much in giblets right now, or soup. And we are looking to be able to get some ham and cheese on rye with mustard. Yeah, I got mustard up the house.
Oh,
and I want every single one of you to begin to unleash your mental energy in a way that gives you the focus, the dedication, and the drive that you need in order to become just a little bit more successful each day.
There you go.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer.
I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm challenging you to get out there and sell something, you turkeys, even if your ass falls off.
Dun, 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 dun. Jeffrey?
Yeah.
They set up the whole studio here. My recommendation is to do the video here.